Topic 7.18 is to analyse and interpret data on possible disadvantages of exercising too much, wear and tear on joints, suppression of the immune system, and exercising too little, increased risk of obesity, coronary heart disease and diabetes, recognising correlation and or relationship. So correlation is simply a link between the data, so as A increases, so does B. However, if you can demonstrate a biological mechanism for A causing B or vice versa, then that is causation. So a lack of exercise is linked very strongly with obesity in a population. For example, a survey has been done on obesity, number of people, or percentage of people in the population who are obese, and the percentage who walk, cycle, or use public transport. And the graph is quite an intriguing negative correlation. So as the percentage of people who walk or cycle or take public transport increases, the percentage of people in the population who are obese decreases. You would need to find some kind of causal link with that, some kind of biological mechanism. And I think it's quite an obvious one, it's quite nice this, that if you walk and cycle and take public transport, you are doing more physical activity in a day than someone who drives everywhere. And it's no surprise that places like Netherlands and Denmark, which are known for cycling, have very low obesity levels. However, the USA, which is married to the motor car, has 25% obesity levels. We can also look at diabetes. We briefly looked, or some of us looked at type 1 diabetes in AS biology. Type 2 diabetes usually develops later in life, can more frequently be managed with diet and with oral medication rather than injection with insulin. There's a correlation between low exercise levels and type 2 diabetes. However, there may not be a direct link between low exercise levels and diabetes. You would have to look at perhaps whether there was an intermediate link. So, for example, there is definitely a causal mechanism between lack of exercise and increased mass. Okay, there's quite a strong negative correlation, and if you exercise less, you're more likely to put on weight. There is also a correlation that can be explained causally between diabetes and body mass. If your body mass is too large, then you cannot produce enough insulin in your puny, normal-sized pancreas to deal with the amount of glucose that you've got and the amount of body that you've got. So, your insulin is inadequate. So whilst exercise may not directly be linked to diabetes, it's linked via the fact that it's likely to lead to an increase in body mass, which can then cause problems with processing of blood glucose. The immune system, however, can be affected by too much exercise. Friends of mine who have engaged in swimming, long distance running, snowboarding, triathlon and so on, often tend to suffer from upper respiratory tract infections, tonsillitis, and so on. There is a classic J-shaped graph linking intensity of exercise to susceptibility of viral infection. And it turns out that doing a moderate amount of exercise is good for you. However, doing too much can increase your susceptibility to URTIs. Causal mechanisms that were suggested for this when studying the Los Angeles marathon runners, that it's either the suppression of the immune system following exertion, close proximity to other runners spreading the virus easily, or a higher risk of exposure to pathogens given air transport. You'll need to go back and look again at exercise and how that can affect your T killer cells and the role of adrenaline in the suppression of the immune system.